You guys have been familiar. It's a really, really good day, or it's been a good couple of weeks to really like noise due to the World Cup, and I'm sure you've been exposed to this noise a lot, and we're just going to kind of leave that on for a while here, and coming up, we're back after a week hiatus. Was over at the National Radio Campus Community Conference over in Gabriola Island. The lovely, when it's beautiful, it's beautiful. But when it's wet, boy, howdy. We got a little bit soaked, but what can you do? Coming up in the show, lots of really good stuff, new stuff to talk about. We have the brand new Deep Wireless compilation, a compilation of sound art. They're on their 7th volume now. They've been doing it for 7 years. Good on them. And of course, this double CD has nothing but fascinating aspects into Canadian audio art. We'll be looking at that a little bit later. We're going to kick off the show, though, with some real fun stuff. We just got given a package from the fine folks at Ugg Explode Records out of New York City. And we're going to hear something from Mark Edwards and the Weasel Walter Group. Ridiculously intense, epic free jazz studio recording featuring two drum kits featuring Mark Edwards and Weasel Walter, both on drums. We'll hear Forbes Graham on the trumpet, Darius Jones on alto saxophone, Elliot Levin on tenor saxophone and flute, and Adam Lane on the double bass. Pull your socks up and get ready here. This is crazy. Mark Edwards and the Weasel Walter Group off of Blood of the Earth. This track is called Red Stream.
Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
CITR 101.9 FM presents the SSRI's LP release party with guests MT40, Bad Fate, Fine Mist, and the Winnie Cooper No More Strangers DJs. Friday, June 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret, doors are at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets are $8 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and Scratch, and online at ticketweb.ca. The SSRI's LP release party with guests MT40, Bad Fate, Fine Mist, and the Winnie Cooper No More Strangers DJs. Friday, June 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret. For more information, visit citr.ca.
You're not in love with life, you're just addicted to.
Yes, indeedy, the SSRI's album release party on Friday, and check out their fresh faces on the cover of this week's Georgia Strait, and they say some pretty kind words about this station you're listening to, so thanks a lot, guys, and they'll be sitting in on Dunkin's Donuts tomorrow at 12 noon, yapping about the new album, and maybe we can get a tune or two out of them as well. Who knows? But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm, and holy moly, 32 minutes of just the most skronkiest, newest, freest jazz in the world. Brand new stuff out on the fantastic UGG Explode record label. You can visit them at www.ugexplode.com. And that was the Mark Edwards and Weasel Walter group. Dual drum assault there by Mr. Mark Edwards and Weasel Walter. Forbes Graham on the trumpet, Darius Jones on alto saxophone, Elliot Levin on tenor sax, and Adam Lane on double bass. Check that out. Picking up some requests here, and you're more than welcome to give me one. Either give me a shout here at the old phone, 822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can visit my Facebook page, and it's just Luke Mead on Facebook, and I'm getting them in right now. And had a request for some no-wavy kind of stuff, so I abide. This is some Reese Chatham.
country. He's standing by the door. He's got something in his hands. All the money's gone. All the money's gone. The days we spend go on.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa!
How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa!
When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa!
A+, here I come.
You know those ads with two people with annoying voices talking back and forth? Well, I invented those. Whack! CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 1220 in the PM. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here. And yeah, by request, a little bit of no wave action for you there. We started off with, unfortunately, just a snippet of the masterpiece that is Drastic Classicism, Rhys Chatham's wonderful guitar onslaught from 1982. The actual piece is about 7 minutes long, and we only heard 3 minutes and 50 seconds of that because that's on the sampler of the essential An Angel Moves Too Fast to See box set that came out on Table of the Elements about 2002, I think. And it's in my collection. I hope it's in yours. After that, some authentic New York noise. And that is off the original No New York album. We have it here in the vaults at CITR. on Antilles Records and produced by Brian Eno, and just the essential sounds of New York of the late 70s. And we, of course, that was Teenage Jesus and the Jerks with I Woke Up Dreaming. And we kept the dreaming concept kind of going after that with, of course, Sonic Youth off of their debut EP all the way back to 1982 with I Dreamed, I Dream. Moving on here, what do we got? Let's see. Oh, yeah, these guys are going to be in town September 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Cold Cave, everyone.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No. I don't think so.
Nor do I, Mr. Fowley. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Luke Mead here. A Noise is the name of the show, and A Noise is what you got there. We started you off there. Good set up, some power electronics there. Cold Cave, we started off there with probably one of my favorite albums of last year, Love Comes Close, a great compilation of all of their previous EPs put together by the kind folks on Matador Records. We heard The Trees Grew Emotions and Died. And you did not hear incorrectly. Yes, Cold Cave are coming to Vancouver September 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And yeah, I have no comment on what they do live because I've never seen them. I have no idea what they could. Could just be two people standing there, three people standing there. If it is a third person with them, that would have been the gentleman we heard right after Cold Cave, Dominic Furno, better known as Pruient. And Pruient, one of the forerunners in the extreme noise circles. We heard something a few years back, Shipwrecker's Diary. Out of a fantastic series on Ground Fault Records. And I'd really like to know if they're still putting these out, because back in the early 2000s, they used to send out three albums at once. And it was a series one, series two, and a series three thing. Series one was the quiet kind of side. Series two was the medium, atmospheric, experimental, ambient. And series three was like your extreme, harsh noise series. And of course, Purient being in that series, but we heard Elbow off of that track. And then we finished you off there with some more live electronic stuff. The ingenious Russell Haswell off of the fantastic double LP Second Live Salvage on Editions Mego. And yeah, this is a must own if you ask me. The coolest thing about it is I just love the fact that it's got so much. Each track is live. Off the floor, no overdubs, but I love the fact that there's just so much crowd noise going on certain tracks where almost the crowd noise takes over the actual electronics and stuff, and I think that's just part of the recording. It's like you're actually sitting there in a loft watching a guy on a laptop turn knobs, almost reminiscent of like the early John Cage pieces where the booze would outdo the cheers, if you will. Actually, I could use some more booze. Coming up next one, Deep Wireless, the wonderful compilation that comes out of Toronto and new adventures in sound art. They're on their seventh edition now. That means they've been going 7 years now. And these compilations never fail to mystify and interest me or anyone who's into any kind of obscure sound art or whatever. We're going to hear something by a artist by the name of Rena Katz. Can You Say Ha? Sound artist Rena Katz uses the metaphor of cartography to layer linguistics, familiar and cultural narrative of Palestine and Zionist history in this impressionistic piece. Katz critically engages the question of multiple truths in a single geography. Can You Say Ha won the Best New Artist Award in the 2003 Third Coast Festival Richard H. Driehaus Foundation competition and was commissioned by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for the 2003 Deep Wireless Out Front Residency. This is Rena Katz with a track called Can You Say Ha?
Shorter than not. When I was a girl, I wanted to be a cartographer. I wanted to make maps. I was really interested in taking a globe and laying it out flat on a page.
Masada, Netanya, Tel Aviv, Tiberia, Tzfat.
I certainly understood the limitations of map making. I mean, the idea of taking something three-dimensional and making it two-dimensional. There's distortion, there's something lost in the translation.
They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told.
I asked my mom to teach me trigonometry. I wanted her to explain the mathematics of map making. Growing up Jewish and middle class in suburban Toronto, I had basically one idea of what the map of Israel looked like.
I learned throughout my life that the Arabs had fled when the state was declared. They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told.
Mahmoud Ghannam, Omar Murad, Eid Badr,
Mohannad Ghannam, Rul Ashur.
180 degrees. Well, of course it was incomplete, and of course it was biased.
My dad collected books about travels in Palestine before 1948, and when I was growing up, I would look at the titles lining the shelves. The books were everywhere. They were in the living room, the dining room, their bedroom, up the staircase.
Paths Through Old Palestine by Margaret Slattery, published in Chicago, 1921. Tent Work in Palestine, a record of discovery and adventure by Claude Renier Condor in two volumes.
The titles of the books were like whispers.
Palestine Explored.
I wondered about the names of the places. I'd never seen maps with those names on them before.
Al-Quds, Imkhalid,
Bir
Saba,
Tel Aviv,
Haifa,
Mas'ada,
Safad,
Tabariyah,
Yafa.
I began to realize there was another map of Palestine, and it was a map that came before the map of Israel that I knew.
Der MS wegen Palästina, published in 1917 by the Jewish Socialist Federation of America.
Palästina,
Der Araber,
Der Zionism,
Navik,
published
by the International Workers' Order in New York,
1932.
Palestine Explored,
present natural features
Palestine
to the prevailing
manners, customs,
which
rights,
throw light on the figurative language of the Bible,
by James Neal. This is the 8th edition.
My mom kept repeating, let zero be the origin, let zero be the origin. And I eventually realized that the idea of zero itself comes from Arab civilization. Western math began counting at one.
Let zero be the origin, let zero be the origin, let zero.
The titles of my father's books had a subtle impact on the way that I thought about the region. But it was the conversations I had with my mother about her experiences in Israel that really shaped how I thought about that place.
And we learned about socialist ideals.
Her entry point in learning about Israel was through the socialist Zionist movement.
A lot of the discussions of the labor Zionist youth movement were about kibbutz life and the Holocaust. And we learned about socialist ideals. It was much more of a philosophy of life, but it didn't include Arabs or Palestinians.
Netanya,
Tel Aviv,
Tiberia,
تل أبيب
تل أبيب
حيفا
حيفا
مسعدة
مسعدة
صفد
صفد
طبرية
طبرية
يافا
يافا.
Well, of course it was incomplete, and of course it was biased.
A stick in the sand has a shadow that shifts, 'cause the sun in the sky, like me, always drifts. And if you watch carefully as the sun moves its spot, the stick's shadow gets longer, then shorter, then not.
So do you guys want to try to teach it to me now?
Sure.
Okay. You're gonna laugh, but
no.
Al kutz,
al kutz,
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 al kutz,
kutz.
You're reminding me.
Al kutz, al kutz.
That's correct.
Okay.
Al kutz,
al kutz.
Im Khalid,
im Khalid.
Bir sabah.
Bir sabah.
I remember seeing pictures in magazines of shoes in the desert. They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told.
Haifa, Haifa. Mas'ada,
Mas'ada.
They just left, I was told.
Safad, 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 Safad. It's not S, Sa, Sa. Safad, Safad. Yeah. Tabariya,
Tabariya,
Ta,
Taba.
We were told that the Israeli government asked the Arabs to stay, but they fled anyway. And I really believed that until several years later.
See, like S and then A. You know, you said there was S, A, S, A, S, A.
Some of the sounds come from here.
So ta is ta ta
ta.
I have a lot to learn.
Mahmoud Ghannam, Omar Murad, Eid Badr,
Mohannad Ghannam, Rula Ashur.
Origin. Let zero be the origin. Let zero be the origin.
Can you say like ha?
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that, Mahmoud.
Ha. Like
when people try
breath.
To say my real name, they say ha, Mahmoud. Because they can't say the ha.
That's
like
correct.
Saying ma and then like saying like ha, ha.
Mahmoud.
Like make like a press on it, like ha.
Mahmoud.
Yeah,
that's good. I'll work on it.
A stick in the sand has a shadow that shifts, 'cause the sun in the sky, like me, always drifts. And if you watch carefully as the sun moves its spot, the stick's shadow gets longer, then shorter, then not.
When I see my father's books now, with a totally different analysis of imperialism and colonialism in Palestine, it's really interesting for me to notice the way that God, nation, and state are connected in those book titles. They're also connected in my education and my mother's education as well.
It was pi, 180 radians, and one radian equals 180 pi. Let zero be the origin. Let zero be the origin.
It's funny because so many of my dad's book titles speak to the idea of either God or the nation of Israel being absent from that place. It's so strange to think that the focus is on absence rather than the presence of Palestinians creating thousands of years of culture, history, and civilization.
Palestine Pictured.
Or Palestine Historical and Descriptive.
The Land of Israel.
Alfred London.
1910.
God's People.
By the Reverend William
Boston,
Gage.
1880.
The Manners, Customs, and Institutions
Journal,
of the People.
Notes,
the Ruins of Ancient
the
Cities.
Prospects
of Missionary Enterprise.
Lands
of Boston,
1853.
Reference
London,
to Physical Character.
By H.
London,
B. Tristram.
1865.
London.
You know, when the Second Intifada started, I realized just how many maps there were. A different history really hit me in the face. See, my mom used to tell me that part of the philosophy was that there's something inherently good about work, just working. Working with your hands, working in the fields, building things, making the desert bloom. It was just part of the philosophy.
That people would work all day and dance all night because everybody would be so imbued with the spirit of Zionism and establishing the state, establishing the state, establishing the state. I learned throughout my life that the Arabs had fled when the state was declared. I remember seeing pictures in magazines of shoes in the desert. They took off their shoes and they just left, I was told. We were told that the Israeli government asked the Arabs to stay, but they fled anyway. And I really believed that until several years later. I even lived in Israel and I didn't understand the plight of the Arabs because we never had a chance to really meet any and talk with them. I hadn't thought about the rights of the Palestinians, partly because it wasn't discussed. A lot of the discussions of the labor Zionist youth movement were about kibbutz life and the Holocaust, and we learned about socialist ideals. It was much more of a philosophy of life, but it didn't include Arabs or Palestinians.
You know, I really believe that the Jewish community needs to stop ignoring history if we're going to create a new map. One that includes all points of origin.
Let's see what we think.
To the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a hive, 9,000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
CITR, just about wrapping up the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the emails and the Facebooks and all that kind of stuff. Appreciate it a lot. We're going to finish the show like we always do, something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. And we got something real good for you here. The Taj Mahal Travelers, infamous Japanese drone psychedelic band. We're going to play something off of their release, August 1974. The review here comes to us from a blog called Different Waters, and they go on to say, some of the most satisfying acoustic drone ever made, albeit this belongs in the category of spaced out hippie free collective improvisation, but its sophistication and superior craft tower over thousands of imitators. It is not lazy like so many others in this vein, but rather full of ideas and invention. Yes, tantric Buddhist chant and avant classical and rock and roll, in the loosest of loose definitions, can fuse into an incredible cosmic consciousness thing. And yes, it can be exhilarating and wonderful and soul nourishing. This is the stuff of legends. This is the Taj Mahal Travelers, side three of their double LP opus, August 1974.
Thank you.